Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm joined by Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Let's start out by talking a little bit about where we are right now with the state budget.
Well, right now, this week, we got a look at the Senate version of the budget. The budget passed the House a couple of weeks ago. It went over to the Senate then. The Senate has been having hearings. And now this week, the Senate, the Republican leaders in the Senate, put out their changes to the House version of the budget. And it's likely that the Senate version of the budget will come out of a Senate committee next week, probably, and then go to the full Senate for a vote the week after that, maybe. Then, of course, the two versions, the House and Senate version, have to be reconciled in a conference committee, but that will happen certainly in plenty of time for the budget to be signed by Governor Kasich by the end of June.
The Senate proposed changes to the wording of a union law, in effect changing the wording of the teachers' pay, and this caused some controversy this week. Can you explain what's going on there?
Yeah, the senators, basically, the Republican leaders in the Senate stripped out the line that would have allowed for merit pay. The House had put a merit pay proposal for teachers into the budget, which, of course, goes right along the lines of the collective bargaining reform law that passed a couple of weeks ago. The senators said that they aren't opposed to this at all, but they want to have a little bit more discussion on how that would work. So they actually stripped that line out. And so certainly that's going to be a point that will come up in conference committee of whether the merit pay proposal that's in the House version and was stripped out of the Senate, whether it should stay or go.
One of the other changes, sticking with education for a moment, the Senate version affects the Ohio's K-12 school system. So what's the change there?
Well, the Senate put another $115 million into public schools. There's been an outcry throughout the state, and especially among wealthy school districts, which saw a lot, if not all, of their funding go away in the governor's budget, because the governor's budget kind of took into account whether a school district had the ability to pass a levy and how successful school districts had been in passing levies. And so a lot of these wealthy districts got hit very hard. They complained that that really wasn't fair. And so now the senators, using some more rosy projections than the House lawmakers did, senators put another $115 million into public schools. And that was, I think, to be expected, that senators get to soften that blow a little bit. Certainly, I think a lot of people thought that there would be more money coming to public education at some point, if not here in this budget, then maybe in a possible surplus, which could come at the end of the fiscal year this year.
So what's the reaction from public education advocates on that?
Well, obviously, they were hoping for more. They have been claiming all along that their budgets were cut, even though Governor Kasich says his formula actually increases state aid for students. The situation is, though, that there was federal stimulus money in Governor Strickland's last budget, and Governor Kasich had said that money would not be replaced. And when you add all these figures together, it is less money for school districts. So certainly school leaders were hoping for more money from the Senate, but $115 million is at least something that they have been tossed by the senators. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with that in conference committee. And, you know, watching these numbers come through, too, of economic projections, and like I referenced, this possible surplus at the end of June, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where that money might end up and where those revenue estimations might show as we get through the conference committee. Maybe another $115 million in the Senate version won't be the last. Maybe there'll be more later on. Maybe there won't be. So that's one of the things we're going to be watching.
So there's the possibility then that instead of a huge deficit, we may be actually looking at a surplus?
It comes from a variety of sources, but, you know, it does lead to the whole thing. You know, you had some people who were saying there really wasn't a huge deficit, as we were always told, that the $8 billion deficit was more like $6 billion, maybe it was $4 billion, even though we were hearing from some senators at the end of last year that it was going to be $12 billion. So it just shows you how incredibly complex state funding is and the budget is. And you know, this is only one version, one budget, the general revenue fund. There's all these other budgets. There's transportation and all these other budgets. So it's really incredibly complicated.
One other thing I wanted to touch on in the Senate proposal, money is going to be taken from a special fund for housing for the poor and given to county recorders. And some housing advocates are not pleased with that. What's the reasoning behind that change?
Well, we're being told by Republican Senator Keith Faber that this move makes some sense because recorders help collect land transfer taxes, and that's what fills up this fund that the money's being moved to. And the recorders need some extra money because of all the cuts in the local government fund that came from the House, and they're still in the Senate budget. So, you know, that's the reasoning that we're being told. But the activists for the low-income housing folks are saying, hey, this is just not fair. It's not going to help necessarily other than, you know, to just keep government going, which is, they say, one of the arguments of why the cuts were there in the first place.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
No problem. Have a great weekend.